These hallucinations of modernity are deeply embedded in existence's layered, entangled, and emergent nature, not as illusions, but as reality itself. Unraveling them can feel like losing your grip on the familiar, even plunging into a freefall. This is not easy work. It can destabilize old patterns, challenge your nervous system, and sometimes feel overwhelming. Neuroplasticity, the rewiring of neural and relational pathways, is uncomfortable, nauseating, and disorienting at first. It requires sitting with dissonance, destabilization, and the unfamiliar, resisting the urge to return to the comfort of well-worn grooves. Yet, this discomfort is the sign of growth, a breaking through of conditioned habits that sustain harm and disconnection. For some, engaging with these hallucinations might even risk pushing the boundaries of emotional or psychological stability. If you're already feeling shaky, consider pacing yourself or partnering with someone who can offer grounding and support. This is not a sprint. It's an ultra-marathon. And while the work can be intense, it can also be approached with gentleness, humor, and a recognition that we're all in this beautifully messy process together. Let's get real. Confronting modernity's hallucinations is like being told your favorite comfort food is actually a figment of your imagination. What do you mean progress isn't linear? Or, wait, growth can't be infinite? Can feel like someone's just pulled the rug out from under you, and now you're sprawled on the floor in existential confusion. That's okay. The good news is that the intention is not to shame you for being fooled by these illusions. We've all been there, and honestly, we keep slipping back. Instead, we're here to laugh a little at the absurdity of it all while picking ourselves up, dusting off the crumbs of modernity, and asking, what next? Think of this process like breaking in a new pair of shoes. At first, it's all blisters and awkwardness, but over time, those shoes mold to your feet, and suddenly you're moving through the world with more ease. Except in this case, the shoes are relational accountability, humility, and a generous dose of compassion for yourself and others. The top 10 hallucinations of modernity could only be sustained while the single story of progress, development, and civilization remained compelling. But modernity is in steep decline, its legitimacy rapidly unraveling. This collapse, while necessary, has exposed the fragility of modernity's psychological infrastructure, plunging the world into a profound mental health crisis. Disillusionment, once a private experience, is now global, palpable in the deep sense of loss, confusion, and despair permeating our time. Without accompaniment, such disillusionment risks turning inward into despair or outward into rage. People tend to cling to what remains of the crumbling illusions, doubling down on ecological destruction and turning to violent leaders who promise control amidst the chaos. The stakes of metabolizing modernity's hallucinations are, therefore, not just personal. They are collective, relational, and systemic. Before moving on to the exercise, it is important to name a hallucination that predates modernity but continues to thrive within it. The notion of the divinely elected people. This illusion, grounded in human exceptionalism and superiority, manifests in modernity through numerous messianic forms. It has often been used to justify different forms of imperialism, colonialism, and apartheid. In settler colonialism, it justified the violent seizure of lands and the attempted erasure of indigenous peoples and cultures under the guise of a civilizing mission. Cloaked in the language of righteousness and progress, this hallucination presents domination as benevolence and displacement as destiny, turning relational destruction into an act of moral duty. Today, we see it at work in systems that erase entire peoples and ecologies under the pretense of a divine, national, or ideological mandate. A pattern as devastating as it is enduring. From far-right movements defending exclusionary identities as sacred, to development projects that displace communities in the name of economic growth, this hallucination fuels patterns of extraction and violence. It grants those who see themselves as chosen the moral authority to define who belongs and who must be sacrificed, framing harm as a necessary cost of advancement.